They thought it was a 737 that went through the building.
Mm-hmm, but you, at this point, you cannot physically see any remnants of an airplane or anything such as that, can you not? Ed? Ed, are you still on the telephone with me?
Believing what they saw. The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
Kind of effects in movies that, you know, you're reassured watching a movie that it's an effect, but this is not.
Well, Mark, you and I are supposed to have a meeting not long from now. We'd prefer you to go and work the story, if you would, and call us back as soon
as you
can.
I will indeed.
Many thanks. Mark Openhouse, one of our senior producers on the phone, who saw the incident, describes it as a large plane.
Go into the tower. Oh my God, you know, and we looked up at it. I said to my daughter, I said, she had a camera, and I said, take a photo of it, because you're never going to see, you know, that again. We're never going to experience that again.
Thank you. almost like the plane probably went through. I'm not sure.
Winston, can you see? Are you on the north side there where the plane made contact?
Yes, I am.
There where the plane made contact? The plane...
I see the light over me. Take a ride.
And immediately lots of screaming out on the street. And I don't want to cause any speculation, but that's the only way I could describe the sound.
plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
What we just saw, though, obviously, if that indeed was a second aircraft that hit the southern tower of the World Trade Center, that obviously raises the specter of an intentional terrorist attack.
Some of the key suspects come to mind: Osama bin Laden. Who knows what?
Thank you. large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision. Can you see it? I can see it on the shot.
Here comes the videotape that we just showed you. You will see what appears to be a large plane. It could be a 727 right there, maybe even bigger, flying right into the side of the World Trade Center.
Holy fuck!
Oh my God!
Tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw it seemed to be like a small plane. I just heard a couple noises. It looked like it like bounced off the building, and then I just saw a huge like ball of fire on top.
I had no idea it was a plane. I just saw the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode. So I turned on the TV when I heard they said it was a plane. It was really strange.
We'll be right back.
I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over, and I tried to like put the fire out on him, and he was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
He caught fire as a result of the falling debris?
Yeah.
Breaking news, this out of downtown Manhattan. A plane has allegedly crashed into the World Trade Center. You're looking at live pictures right now from News Chopper 7. At 8:51, that is the time right now, just a few moments ago, allegedly a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Very little known. We are taking live pictures. You're looking at it. Looking at it.
Fortuna!
looking at it.
Stations cannot see this, local stations, because the antennas are on the World Trade Center. There are backup towers on the Empire State Building, but communication, television communication in New York City is probably pretty much knocked off the air. Knocked off the air.
Obviously, suicide, terrorist attack.
Absolutely.
On the World Trade Center.
Running out. right now in this tape, and there you can see the hit as it comes through what looked to me, at least, and this is the first time I've seen that tape. Look, you want to be careful here. We don't want to get too far ahead of this, but obviously this has all the appearances of an extraordinarily well-coordinated and devastating terrorist attack.
Some of the key suspects come to mind, Osama bin Laden, who knows what.
Come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
I'll return.
reports that the health and safety executive calculated for ITV News, the temperatures reached 1,000 degrees centigrade for 9 seconds. It was those fireballs that brought the towers down.
It is completely enveloped in smoke. The live picture of the billowing smoke from the collapsing second tower, it is completely enveloped in smoke. It is on fire, and we understand this other tower is also in a situation of near collapse.
Sweet dreams are windowless. Who am I to disagree? Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Tower of world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of this.
Eradicate this evil completely from our world.
Catharota tonilio e promenuse, ti sav visto grossato iste osteri.
I just want to say something. We're looking at a picture here where it appears, because of the angle, I think, that the towers are leaning, and I don't think that is actually the case, because after the first impact, it looked as if it was the right hand tower was leaning, and now somebody is saying, we're getting a witness saying they are leaning actually right now, which will give you an idea of the type of impact we're talking about,
and that perhaps they're buckling under the force of the collision.
When the stars have started to shine,
I'm telling you.
We looked up and there was a plane. Next thing you know, we heard boom. We ran up to the corner and hit right into the World Trade Center.
Can you tell us what kind of an airplane is it?
It had to be a 737 that had to hit the World Trade Center. It was a big, big plane.
You need to take a break.
Okay, and what do you see at this point?
Oh, smoke and screaming and, screaming engines and all the fire engines and police departments are all traveling down that way. Oh, my God almighty, the black smoke all over the place. I hope nobody, there's got to be somebody killed in it, poor people that went to work.
Well, Tony, we don't have any confirmation from any officials of this happening. Just repeat again, you were just going outside.
I was bringing the garbage out to the freight entrance when we heard this roaring engine. We looked up and there was the plane. Next thing we know, in a matter of seconds, we heard a boom. We went to the corner and there it was, right in the middle of the World Trade Center.
Where are you standing right now, Tony?
I'm right in the building right now.
Okay, and what do you see at this point?
Oh, people all staring up there, looking at us. Oh, my God, the smoke is coming out, black billow smoke.
Okay, you can see we are physically looking at one of our sky cams right now. We can see billowing smoke from the top of the World Trade Center, Tony.
Yeah.
Are there other people that are around you at this point? Is everybody in pretty much of a state of shock?
Oh, of course they are. People are all in shock. The people in the building are in shock, going out. My God almighty, this is a real disaster. This is worse than the one that hit the Empire State Building back in 1939 or 38, whenever that was.
Tony, how long ago did you witness this happening?
Oh, come on, 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago?
That's about all.
You need to take a break.
The black smoke all over the place. The next thing I hear in a few seconds was boom.
Tell me what you have to say.
A live picture of what seemed to be a portion of the building falling away from the World Trade Center. If we can re-rack that to about 20 seconds ago, you'll see something dramatic happening. Here we go to the tape.
We have the tape.
And watch what happens in the left-hand tower. I don't know know if this is the correct tape. There.